Some people squish pennies, some embrace other pursuits. In the San Francisco area, two artists are battling over the intellectual property rights to very similar pieces, giant balls created out of thousands of donated brassieres. From member station KQED, Catherine Barron has the story.
In one corner, standing 43 inches tall and weighing 700 pounds, is Bay Area artist Emily Duffy's movable sculpture titled Bra Ball.
You have to give it a push, see if you can push it. You won't believe this. Isn't it incredible?
In the other corner, literally parked on a street corner and weighing in at 1,300 pounds and 5 feet across, is Bay Area artist Ron Nicolino's movable art project that he calls Big Giant Bra Ball. Nicolino tows it around the state behind his 1963 pink Cadillac, soliciting donations and reactions.
Most of these are mailed.
They mail them in. That's too funny.
I would
funny.
Encourage you to do a spontaneous donation.
No, I get it. That's okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Together, these sculptures boast more than 20,000 donated bras. Duffy's are clasped together, hooked to eye. Nicolino's are woven through each other. They both look like giant rubber band balls. But this is no coincidence, no dual inspiration striking two total strangers at the same time. Emily Duffy says she could have lived with that. This, she says, is theft.
The fact of the matter is, I came up with this idea. He knows it.
I still today maintain that it was a collaboration. I'm willing to give her credit. I hate to do it, considering the bad energy there, but she played a small but important part in the collaboration.
The bra ball battle started in October of last year. Nicolino had collected thousands of bras that he had hoped to string across the Grand Canyon. The National Park Service didn't share that idea. So looking for creative ways to use the material, Nicolino placed an ad in the paper offering the bras to the artist who gave him the best proposal. Duffy responded, and she says at first Nicolino loved her idea of making a huge ball out of the bras. Then Duffy says he decided to make the bra ball himself, stealing her idea.
As an artist, my ideas are what I have. This is what I do.
Artists and art experts say it's a classic feud over intellectual property rights, the sort that's been going on for centuries. And these cases have become even more prominent in recent years thanks to digital technology, which makes it easy for people to borrow from one another's work.
Intellectual property right now is one of the hottest issues in art because everybody's trying to define who owns what.
Douglas McLennan is editor-in-chief of Arts Journal, a daily online digest of the top art news from around the world. McLennan says the issues being raised by the bra ball fight are important ones.
It's very easy because of what the material is in this piece to think it's ridiculous in a way, because bras, who makes art out of bras?
Nevertheless, McLennan says that uniqueness and undoubtedly the racy nature of this rivalry has captured the attention of press from around the world. But for now, the legal dispute over the bra ball has hit a stalemate. Duffy hasn't pursued any further action, but says she still might sue. And Nicolino keeps stretching the tension along the streets of California, enjoying the reaction of onlookers.
That guy, look at that smile on that guy's face. You know, that's art. Whether you agree it's art or not.
He's looking for a suitable permanent home for his bra ball, somewhere along the Las Vegas Strip. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Barron in San Francisco.